participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
And yes, the rumors are true.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
September 23rd,
right.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hey, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. Now,
hi.
See that clear little rhythm buzzing I got going?
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's magic.
Do it again, Buzz. You want to try it?
Sure.
Do it again,
yeah.
Buzz?
Hi, Don and Mike.
And this was no practice.
Okay.
It's amazing how you guys do this.
Phone number?
I like to call it the tight wire act.
877-365-3636.
Hey, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Seamless.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. That's tight and bright. Incredible.
Tighter than a nunny's cunt.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, and welcome to the
E.
Cunny.
Yes.
Cunny. I can say con.
Sure. We know what you mean.
Con.
Yeah, it's just a... Hey, you know, it's Monday, and we're dangerous right out of the chute.
Monday?
Oh, that's right. We're scary dangerous.
We are just really...
We are walking the edge.
We are wicked dangerous.
Wicked scary.
Okay, let's just dive into calls.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the weekend, because there's so much weekend. I don't know if we're going to get to today's show. Much less the weekend. I like it when you look at me like a dog.
I don't understand.
When you turn your head that way.
Hello. There's so much weekend.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, you are on the air.
Oh, awesome, man. Hey, my name is Sean from New Orleans. I just want to tell y'all, I listen to y'all every day. I love the show. Not enough people call from New Orleans. Y'all rock.
Thank you,
love y'all.
Fantastic, and I love your city.
That is a good first call. You were there this weekend, weren't you?
I might have been.
In New Orleans?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You could have put me on a plane, sent me there, I wouldn't have known.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling from Philly. This is Rick. I just want to ask you guys how your Redskins are doing nowadays.
Now,
can I just
say, Philly, you know what?
I embrace the Philly calls. I do. They make me laugh. I know.
We do.
The rivalry, you know.
We do a national show that is based out of Washington. Trust me, if the Redskins were 3-0, we wouldn't be pulling out our schlongs and waving them on the table.
No.
So just think of us as impartial when it comes to the Redskins. They
How
are,
about you, Daddy?
They are. Yes, the truth of the matter is, they suck. They suck more than. Christopher's girlfriend on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And I mean suck. I mean, I'm sure. I don't mean she sucks bad. I bet she sucks good.
Yeah.
And boy, can she throw up.
She can projectile.
Wow, is that great vomit on The Sopranos last night.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the recipe was.
And for those of you in Philly, right now you got to say the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
The Eagles look awesome. This is the breakout year for Donovan McNabb. They have the team.
Right now your Super Bowl is the Eagles and the Patriots.
It's what it's looking like, and hey, I must doff my cap to you. Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago that you picked up the Brady man?
Well, you know what it is? It is the dumbness of our league
that he was just sitting there.
Nobody drafted Tom Brady.
Tom who?
Tom Brady from the New England Patriots.
Did you win this week, Buzz?
Not even close.
Oh, all right.
An embarrassing defeat.
At least you're not the worst team in the league.
No, that's true.
That's me.
Oh, dear.
That is me. I was beaten by Lisa. It's official.
Ouch. Tom Brady was worth 92 fantasy points yesterday.
Wow. Right.
One guy, 92 friggin' points. Mm. Man, I hope Kurt Warner gets hit by a bus tonight.
Who's your tight end?
Bubba Franks.
You get any points for you?
6. For the Green Bay Packers.
I just remember you cussing me out when I drafted Jeremy Shockey from the high-powered, high-flying, high-scoring New York Giants.
I got Chad Lewis, too, that faggot with the Eagles, who cannot stay healthy. Oh, I hurt my leg. I got to get out of the game. I hurt my leg.
I thought I had one in the W column this week.
But, you know, even with 92 points from Brady and I had the Dolphins defense that got me a bunch of points, all of that, I got 150 points.
Wow.
And I am still losing my game.
He came up against probably the best team in our league, John Norman.
Johnny Norman, our production guy, has 180 points.
Who's Johnny's quarterback?
Donovan McNabb.
Oh, there you go.
Yesterday was worth 69 points, something like that.
Donovan McNabb just can't miss. He looks great.
I got my horses tonight, though. I got Bruce and Holt going tonight.
Yeah, and they should get you 20 points.
I need 30.
Yeah. Oh, you need 30?
I need 30.
Well, all it takes is one big score.
Need 30.
I need 100 from Marshall Faulk.
Boy, what a... Buzz, it's not out of the question.
I hope I get it. A very enthusiastic John.
Technically, you need 39. Because the live scoring says 180, but in the stats, I got 189. Because I got 6 points on the defense that aren't showing.
You know, again, this is the magic of doing a fantasy league on CBS Sportsline.
Our league, I'm so sick of this. You never know what the real deal is.
How come it doesn't say that you have 189 points?
I don't know. Rob called me this morning with the same thing with the defense. He had six or 8 points that he was missing.
No, he's missing like 34 points.
Oh, okay. He was missing a couple more than six.
Somebody out of line. It's not Rob's fault, it's the CBS Sportsline.
Yeah, no, I think it's Rob's fault.
No, it's CBS Sportsline. and sucks. Good luck trying to access that site.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be
on game day when you're looking for live scoring.
Or game day night when it's raining.
They do say that all the live scoring is unofficial until the day after the final game.
But Rob, they don't even update. At one point,
no.
Brady had thrown 3 touchdowns and had over 300 yards, and I go to the site and it shows first quarter 0 points.
It is not a rapid website. There got to be better ones out there.
We had better luck with the, where was the other place where it was under scoring and then stats, or under stats and then scoring? Stats.
Well, that's the problem. There's too much on there.
Yeah.
It's got to be too many. It's got to be streamlined,
anyway,
and it's got to be more efficient.
You're going down tonight, Joe Norman. You are going down.
I wish I could say I had all the confidence that I need, but...
And may I be the first to say, fire sale.
Already?
Everyone is on the table.
I thought you said that last week.
Wow. Including Brett Favre.
Wow.
Including Brett Favre.
What do you want for?
Good honor.
I'll give you
make
something cold
me
pepper.
An offer. I know what kind of offer you'll make me. It'll be a nothing offer. I'm not that inept that I wouldn't recognize, but if you make me a decent offer, I'm more than capable of popping Jay Fiedler in there.
Do you need a quarterback?
Well, I have Kerry Collins and Jay Fiedler.
Would you like Trent Green?
No.
From Kansas City?
No, I would not.
Would you like a wide receiver?
No, I'd like a great running back that scores lots of points.
All right, nice talking to you. Can't help you, Mike.
All right.
Cannot help
you. I've got to do something drastic here. I've got to have a balanced offensive attack, and I don't have that right
now.
Well,
listen, before we will devote a segment to fantasy football on the show today.
Very good.
We had the draft on the air, but our lead story today is the march on Main Street Friday night.
Was that Friday night?
That was
all right.
Friday night. And Wowsy Woozy,
what a party it
what
was.
What a time, what a march. Hello there, Don and Mike Joe. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know I had a fantastic time at the march on Main Street on Friday night.
I honestly think that between Mike and myself, I bet you and I met everybody there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Personally.
I met both you guys. You guys are both very nice, and I just wanted to thank you.
Mike and I almost look at it as it's our duty when we go to one of these things.
And I agree with this.
I work one side, you work the other side, and we switch sides.
You were nice, I was nice for a portion of the evening.
I was very nice when he spilled my beer.
When did I spill your beer?
Well, we were talking, and you bumped into the table. It's okay. Mike helped me out and got me another one.
Well, you know, F you, F ball. Okay? Go to hell.
Oh, I was thanking you.
Go to hell. And spill your beer, you douchebag. Now, what I want to know is, where's the guy who I did help out? There was a kid there who looked like he was a young Brett Favre, and he was...
Oh, my God.
He was sitting in the corner by himself.
He's the drummer.
He was sitting in the corner by himself, and at one point I walked over and I said...
He was the guy that would not leave me alone, and I couldn't get mad at the kid.
Well, I walked over and I said to him, what are you doing sitting here by yourself? And he said, I'm just too shy.
I wonder if we're talking about the same. He's a short guy, had kind of the hair like this.
Yeah, so there were these two hot girls.
Right.
And I said, well, there's two hot girls right there. And he said, well, they're talking to those other guys.
Right.
And I said, F that, come on. Let's go over here. And I just brought him right over. And I said, fellas, this guy really needs your attention.
Right.
And I thought I had done something good, but I guess nothing happened. If he glommed on to you later in the evening.
There was one guy that was glomming on to me all night. I mean, all night long. And then, I mean, I couldn't get mad. He was too funny, though. I was laughing at him because he was such a pest, but he was such a funny pest.
Was it Joe?
No, it's not Joe. No. Joe stayed with me all night, though.
Suffice it to say, we had well over 106 people, and we want to thank the Secret Restaurants Pool Hall Bar Bridges,
and let me tell you something. They were over the top fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
The staff there, the management, everybody was fantastic. Everybody got plenty of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a great night. And
no problem with the beverages either, from what I saw.
Yes, they had a couple of specials that I can't mention on the air later on in the evening. I think you had left before. I'll tell you off the air what one of the specials was. Pretty funny.
Now, they had, I know we had said we were going to bring 106 people,
right.
And we had been there about an hour
right
when Lisa came up to me and said, the Bridges staff, that's the name of the place, Bridges, they just would like you to know, no problem, but they'd like you to know that they've already gone through food for 300 people.
Wow.
So, you know, I guess...
Well, we not only had the people that marched, but we had, you know, our super secret location was really, I think, shared by cell phone and what have you with lots of other people that showed up after the fact. And you know what? Everybody, there were so many fans of the show there. It was really a special night.
Not to mention all the regulars who are already at Bridges, and I talked to a lot of those, but that was food for 300 for a four-hour event. And
right.
1 hour.
That and 1 hour, they flew through all of it. But
yeah.
Then they kept it coming.
The food line was incredible. They had a, like, buffet-style set up there, and, you know, it was just devoured.
You know,
it was so inhaled. Every time I went by, it was empty, and they were refilling it. It was
I know
incredible.
Everybody misses the Las Vegas-style shows, and frankly, we do, too, but it's so much of a hassle with the liquor board
right.
and with
yeah.
the cops. That
this is the way to do it. I love
and
this.
I much more prefer going somewhere, spending 2 or 3 hours, and just making sure that we get to say hi
yeah.
to everybody and
yeah.
talk to people one-on-one.
I could not agree with you more. What I have to work on is the 2 to 3 hour part. if I can just do that, I'll be fine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Goombot, how you doing?
Hey, hi. Oh, I know who this is.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo.
Oh, yes.
I thought
Vincenzo.
You had my name up there.
Vincenzo. Hey, Vincenzo.
I want to thank both of you guys, gentlemen. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, Vincenzo was the guy that I ran into in the parking lot before the show. I mean, before the march
yeah.
during the radio show.
Right.
And then I spent...
the guy from Chicago.
Right. I spent a good amount of time with Vincenzo. Nice seeing you, Vincenzo.
Yeah, it was really nice. The food was fabulous. Everybody was just had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
The dollies were plentiful, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of con there. There was an awful lot.
Oh, God, that word.
There was an awful
That's
lot.
That's your new word of the day.
Awful lot
your
of
new
that.
New controversial
thing.
Word of the day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's Don and Mike. Ricky here.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I was part of the march Friday. I'd just like to say I really had a kick-ass time. Everyone was great. I got to meet everyone.
Said to me, will you please sign it? I said, sure. He said, write anything.
Said the same thing to me. That's what we had to say. Did you have to sign it twice?
I signed it 3 times. I wrote real big on the neck, like back where a football player would have his name on his jersey. I wrote, I am a faggot.
Right.
And then on one sleeve, I wrote real big, I love to drink
yeah.
number 3. And then on the other sleeve, I wrote, I love to give BJs.
Anything you want.
And the guy had no idea.
Yeah, coined the nice term that's on a few T-shirts up in F.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you remember, but I'm the...
And the answer would be no.
Whatever it is, Mike doesn't remember it.
No.
I'm the guy with the short guy with the shaved head and the receding hairline, even though I'm only 23.
Oh, you. I don't remember.
I actually walked up and said, yeah, how you doing? I graduated Connecticut School of Broadcasting. And
are you the guy that said that you graduated from Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Yeah, and you seemed not to be too interested, but you had some adult beverages in you, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, and let me just take care of the blanket. Anybody I bumped into later on in the evening,
yeah,
my most sincere apologies, because I don't accept any responsibility for my actions.
Here's where we're all going to find out together what happened.
Right.
Because I had to split, I was there, I don't know, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave to go down to Clemson for this deal with Bart, which
right.
I'll tell you about shortly. Bart,
mm-hmm.
Fried, and I spent the weekend in South Carolina at Clemson.
Right.
And I left, and I said to Mike, you know, you're the man, because I...
Yeah, and then Rob was going to leave, and I said, get Rob
here.
To stay, so Rob stayed for a while. Buzz stayed for a little while. I don't know where you went. You vanished pretty... You vanished pretty silently.
I was there until about 10. Yeah, and then slipped
right,
out.
Right.
Slipped out, mm-hmm.
right.
And you, Mike?
Joe Ardinger and Wendell and I and a bunch of women got a limo and went downtown.
And...
That's nice.
Buzz, would you like to guess the arrival time at the end of the evening?
The arrival time of who?
When the evening ended officially.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
officially.
No, I really don't know. Like I said, I left 10:30.
Yes,
oh.
With Mike and Wendell and Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to say midnight.
Joe, help me out here because I want to know the exact time. Joe Ardinger?
Your guess is midnight?
I'll say midnight.
No. Joe, what time did the limo drop us off at the radio station?
Are we still? Are y'all still taking bets?
I know the
pool going.
No, I'm out. I know.
That would be approximately 5:35 p.m.
The funny
a.m.
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 5:35 a.m.
Starting to get together myself.
Long night.
A.m. It was quite an evening.
Wow.
All I know is Mike said. He called me last night, right before The Sopranos, and said, "You will not believe who I was out with all night on Friday night in a limo." And I'm thinking, well, I have no idea. He said, "You will never guess." And if I said, "No, I don't," he said, Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
And I think Joe and I both should thank John T. and all the good
Absolutely.
Folks down at the Acropolis, which was just a fantastic evening. You know, just
over
one
time.
They could not have been nicer.
Absolutely.
We had the VIP suite. We had everything. It was, these are the same people. You might remember John T. from the old Shark Club.
Ah.
Oh, I do.
The Greeks. You know I love the Greeks.
So, Joe, what was it like spending the night with Mike?
It was great. We had a great time.
It was. And I just want to say I'm sorry, but Wendell had a good time, too.
Oh,
Wendell
but
fell.
But I kept an eye on
Wendell fell. Wendell fell hard.
I didn't think we were going to talk about it.
Oh, what the hell. He's okay.
Wendell looked fine Saturday morning.
Hold on. Now I'm getting an instant message from Lisa.
Yes.
That says, I'm sure Mike wants to thank me, meaning Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa got the car.
For making a million phone calls to get him his goddamn limo.
Yeah, Lisa got the car for us, and I think I was pestering Lisa about that, like, quite significantly towards, like, that's when it began, you know, when I was just, I'm not going to make it to take it. I was a dick to everybody. At a certain point in the evening, I was just a prick to everybody. I don't think I was a prick to Lisa, but I was difficult.
It started around 10:30.
Is that when I got the idea?
And he comes... I need a limo. And I said, I know this guy. Let me make some phone calls.
Right.
So that fell through. So I'm going through the phone book every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Where's the car? So finally, I get one confirmed, tell him to come pick him up, and he gives us the ballpark time every 5 minutes. Is he here? Where is he? God damn it. Are they here yet? Can you call them again? What's the number? I'll call them. Like, Mike, I just called. They're in Fair Oaks.
Well, okay. He's tired of one place and wants to move on. Wants to move on to the next place.
Yeah. Well, I was excited to go down and see. I had made earlier in the day plans to go down and see my buddy John, and so I was really psyched to take Joe down there. And,
of all the people, how the hell did you end up? I mean, when Wendell, I understand Wendell and Mike have partied together plenty of times, but how did you end up in Mike's posse?
It was very simple. I opened the door so that everybody could get in.
Right.
And Mike goes, come on, Joe, come on, get in, come on. So in I went as Mr. Mike O'Mara's personal assistant.
God.
And Joe almost didn't get in because it's one of those, one of those places that's one of those late night places they have downtown where you kind of have to, they have a dress code and Joe, I mean, everybody
wore the dress code.
Everybody was wearing,
Joe
like everybody was at least wearing long pants.
Joe looked like Kevin Arnold of the Wonder Years.
He did.
He had that striped shirt on.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, his Bert and Ernie shirt.
Mm.
So, Joe.
I didn't know I was in for a 20-hour day.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a long day indeed. Yeah, and it was like too much day. For some of us, much too much day.
At what point, let me ask you, Joe, when you were with Mike, at what point did Mike totally flip and become angry and belligerent and a real a-hole? At what point did he flip?
11.
What's the time? 11.
Well, thanks, Buzz. I was there when Lisa was trying to get the car, but he was just anxious.
Right.
But at what point did it turn to anger? Because I know it always
enlightened me.
On an all-nighter.
At
some point it does.
There, I think he fired me once at 1:30,
right.
And he fired me again at about 3.
Yeah. No, so 1:30, I think 1:30 sounds right.
Yeah.
After we'd been there for a while.
Yeah,
right.
And the champagne
right
out. And yeah. So I had to get more champagne, which was taken care of by the crew. I mean, they were on top of it.
Wow. 1:30, it was fire joke and everybody hates me.
That was it. That's what happened. And then it was...
that's pretty funny.
And then,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
As you guys...
But, hey, but, you know, stand-up guy.
But, hey.
You know, I took care of everybody.
Oh,
didn't I take
God,
care of everybody?
So much.
At the end of the night, you know, when we got done and we were tallying up everything, we all got out of the limo and I said, I don't have my wallet.
Mike says, okay, whose credit card take care of this? Wendell and I look at it.
Oh, the look on your
face. The look on your face and Wendell's, because you
my
two were limo, like...
I mean, my limo...
Wendell was just like, I don't understand. I don't understand, sir.
Wendell.
My limit wouldn't even come close to putting gas in that thing.
And Wendell, you know, we got the Wendell dance. It was festive. But thanks to John and all the people down at the Acropolis, yeah, which is a great club, and I recommend it very highly.
And thanks to Mike O'Mara, who throws a party.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be like, fine. It would, but too much day.
Yeah.
You know, too much day.
5:30 a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
When you guys were just coming in from your night of reveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was at Dulles Air Force, ready to catch my plane down to Clemson. Here now is another member of Mike's posse.
Hello.
Hi, Wendell Hall.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure,
so that's
Wendell.
That's what it's like to be a rock star.
Pretty cool.
We were far from it.
So, Wendell, I understand you were doing what I like to call the Frida dance.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That you did that dance. When you were at a Christmas party, Wendell was out of his mind, and he was on the floor.
He wasn't technically, he was doing
like
the dance.
Like a fish out of water, looking up my wife's dress.
And, you know, as soon as we reminded him about that, you know, he snapped out of the dance and everything was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just afraid that he would fall back into the glass table and then we'd have
him. I was fine.
Yeah,
that would have been ugly. that would have been very ugly. And, you know, it was a good time. A good time was had by all.
I guess so.
And really, you know, really, blanket. Sorry. Okay? To anybody that was with me that night, sorry. Whatever. Sorry. Blanket apology. That's it.
You know, so
about 1:30, you're absolutely, you know, Don knows me better than anybody else. It's just, it's like a light switch. And it becomes, you know, the Evil Dead. And
you know what, thing? It's been an awful long time.
It's been a long time since I've done that.
On this show, since Mike O'Mara has had the black hole.
Yeah.
Meaning,
right.
I'm sure you don't, from some point to some point, you just don't remember.
I don't remember real specific details of things said. You know? So that's always dangerous. But I mean, you know, I remember all my actions, and that's very significant. That's important, you know. Just words, you know, can be a little bit dicey. But I mean, you know. And Joe, I'm really sorry for firing you twice. Really.
No, forget about it. It was great.
It was a good time.
I asked Wendell about it later, and he said, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was fine. No, it was, Wendell knows me, too. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you know,
did you fire Wendell?
No. No, Wendell and I were simpatico.
We were simpatico.
Walk back to the station, holding hands.
Skipping.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was. So you caught your plane down.
Plane left at 6:30.
So the morning after. Oh, you could have come with.
It was at the airport at 5:30.
You could have come with.
Christ.
That would have been great.
What a night. Well, aside from the fun that you guys had, we all had a great time with our listeners.
Oh, you know what? Here's the deal.
Here's the deal about all our listeners.
I mean, to an individual.
You guys are the greatest.
Yeah. I mean, there were people that were, you know, more fun. There were people that were less fun. But everybody was very cool, and we had a great time. We really did.
Now, here is a very important call right now. Krista.
Yes?
Ask your question.
I heard that you guys were playing Strip Trivia this Friday.
Oh, that's right, baby. And I want to tell you, for just a moment, Mike's heart stopped beating there.
Right.
But I said, Krista, ask your question. Because the question could have been...
Yeah, I don't believe there was a Krista in the info.
I'm just busting your balls.
Right.
Krista, I am so glad you asked that we are playing Strip Trivia Wednesday. And it is our biggest prize ever for Strip Trivia. A trip to Hawaii, a vacation.
Wow.
Stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, the Pink Palace of the Pacific.
Fantastic.
And we got to sell this baby, and we got to sell this baby hard.
I want this to be the best strip trivia we've ever had, because this is the best prize that we've ever given. We've given away trips to the Bahamas before on strip trivia. We've given, I think, trips to the Caribbean and other locations.
But never Hawaii.
Never Hawaii. Never an all-expense-paid vacation to Hawaii. Krista, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I would have to say I get Allie Landry a lot. That's the Dorito girl.
The who? Oh, the Dorito girl.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Baby, do you want to play?
Of course.
Hold on, please.
One second, though.
What?
I called earlier and I got disconnected because I think it was Rob that was answering the phone.
No,
probably not.
But anyway.
Well, anyway, as I had said, I told him that I was listening to the show the week that you guys were out.
Yes, is there a point to this? Please get to the point.
Well, the only point is that I'm a dick.
Ouch.
Oh,
that's
God
good.
Damn, you got us.
That is...
I've got a million of them, gentlemen.
That is fantastic.
Ready at my disposal.
That is fantastic.
God damn, you got us.
You do
got
you want us. Anyone for me to call?
Joe, was that you? Did you screen that one, Joe?
Yeah, he called earlier talking about a best-of segment, and I said, let me hear your impersonation, and he wouldn't give it to me. So I hung up on him, and I said, before I hung up, I said, well, if you really want to fool me, call in and fool me. So kudos to him.
Well,
he got
Joe.
Me.
Kudos.
Great, Joe.
That was pretty solid.
Bravo
yeah.
to you, Joe.
Hey,
keep
Joe, you're fired.
Keep working on keep working on your own personal bits on our show.
And I say bravo.
Thanks,
to
Joe.
You,
bravo to you, sir. Now, we have an update here from Stoner John from Philly.
All right.
The last time we spoke to him, he was in the Roundhouse.
Mm-hmm.
He was in jail on Philly. During Friday's episode at this time.
Yeah, he got into a little trouble at the Stones concert.
Right, he was the guy that punched the cop. Stoner John from Philly,
hey. Did
you finally get out of jail?
Yes, I got out of jail about 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow, all weekend in jail?
Yes, I finally got processed.
Were you raped?
No, I wasn't, actually. Came close, but...
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Just,
I appreciate it.
Just kidding.
tell me something. How do you come close to being raped when you're in jail for the weekend?
Well, you know, I just was able to hold my own and beat up a few guys, and that's it.
Now, wait a minute. Did you really fight?
Yes, I did.
You had to fight because they were coming on to you?
You know, I fought two guys, and being I was a white guy, I had a few guys that took my back, and that's it. Not saying there was a race kind of war.
And did someone want to have sex with you, or was it just fighting?
It was. One guy was trying to make a pass, and... you know, had some choice words, and one thing led to another. And
wow.
Next thing you know, it's rough, man. It's really rough in there.
So toss the salad,
man. Roundhouse is not a place to be.
No. Man, you know, talk about like an advertisement to toe the line.
Yeah.
You know, to fly, straight up and fly right. Wow.
That's Roundhouse it. Is like the Vet Stadium during an Eagles game times three.
So you were in there from, I guess, the Stones concert.
Yes.
Thursday night, Wednesday night. When did you go in jail?
Wednesday night.
So you were in Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
3.5 days.
That was a 5-night stay.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And how many fights did you get into?
Just that one altercation. It was with two guys.
And what, I mean, was it a heavy duty fight?
Oh, it was quick. It was pretty quick and painless.
Now, do the guards come in and break it up when you do that?
Yes, and then they separate you in a different community.
So what is your the upside of this now, Stoner John?
Well, I got released on my own recognizance, and they dropped that $4,000 bail.
Oh.
And being this situation, they realized I'm an upstanding guy. You know, I'm not the kind of a guy that would go out and beat up a cop. So now I have a court date in 3 weeks, and I guess I'm gonna have to get Alan Iverson's lawyer.
Just have you shown a proper amount of remorse?
Yes, I did. I mean, I wish I didn't do it, you know. I would never, like I said, I never hit a cop knowingly.
But you did. And I think that this would probably be the best forum for you to get out some kind of public statement.
Yeah, like Mike has his 1 o'clock limit. Mine, I guess, is like 7:30 at night.
you're not tracking with me, Stoner John. This would be the time, I would think, to say... I really feel, well, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if I was you, I think I might say, I'm really sorry that I did that. I was out of my mind. I don't know what happened to me.
Absolutely. Everything you just said it for me.
There you go. That's
my new lawyer.
Good luck in court.
He's new lawyer.
Yeah, good luck.
You guys rule.
Thank you.
Peace out, guys.
Bye-bye.
Go Eagles.
Who cares?
Go Eagles. 5 nights, almost raped, beaten up in jail, still.
Right.
Go Eagles.
Oh, absolutely.
Go Eagles. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don on my show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
You are on
Turn your radio down, sir.
You're on the air.
Okay.
Now listen, girls, the strip trivia thing, we are serious as cancer about this.
Yeah, we are giving away a Hawaii vacation on strip trivia.
We gotta have a real just, I mean, a stable full of fillies.
Absolutely.
For this game on Wednesday. We got, it is the biggest prize ever.
Who doesn't want to win an all-expense-paid vacation to Hawaii?
No, so we need the girls to call now. Girls.
Girls.
The girls that will be here on Wednesday, ready to play, ready to take their clothes off, ready to win the trip to Hawaii.
I mean, we're back in the afternoon now. We're back, you know, where we belong. We're happy to be back here. And strip trivia in afternoons is the best ever. I mean, and that's what we're looking. We are looking to have the best strip trivia we've ever had, and we do have the best prize to give away that we have ever had. So, ladies, call us now.
And your call will be put to the front of the line. We will break into the show at any moment.
No matter what we're discussing.
877-365-3636. I only pray that, you know, real girls call, not guys pretending to be girls.
Yes, enough of that tomfoolery and hijinks. It's now time to get down to business.
All right, so anyway, now that I said that, what can we do for you?
Hello?
Yes, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi, guys. This is Jim. I'm calling from Philly.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say welcome to the 3 o'clock hour here in Philly.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give you guys a try and see what he's got.
Well, where have you been? We've been here for 3 weeks.
I know. Well, I didn't do well with the 11 o'clock, so...
Well, he's a little late to the party. All right, bye-bye. See you at the roundhouse. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Diane from Philly.
Hi, Diane.
I just wanted to talk about the roundhouse, how screwed up it is.
How screwed up the roundhouse is.
Explain the roundhouse.
Okay, the roundhouse is the jail where they hold everybody, and it's round, so they call it the roundhouse.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Clever.
We've been doing
that. Yeah, okay, no. I gave you this because it's a round building, which is why they call it a round house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a jail where they hold you. But the thing that's screwed is, if you, like, say anything...
Well, honey, you can't
say that. You got to say a-hole. You can't say
a-hole. They throw you in there. I think I was in there for 32 hours.
32 hours.
32 hours, and they released me at 4 a.m. in the morning with the men in the middle of the city on a Sunday. So you have nowhere to go. And they do it on purpose because they arraign everybody by a TV every 4 hours. So if the judge doesn't get on the TV in 4 hours, then you're stuck till the next time it comes around. And they take all the men first and they leave the ladies till later.
And what have you learned?
What have I learned?
Yeah.
You don't call a cop.
Yeah, okay.
Let me do that. Let me take a moment out here to say, hello, advertisers. Are you wondering what kind of audience you'll reach with the Don and Mike show?
We think you'll enjoy our people. That's right. They hit cops. They call cops a-holes. And they spend lots of time in the Philadelphia roundhouse.
And once they find out you're an attorney, you're in there even longer.
Are you an attorney?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what?
I really ought to tell you what you're listening. Looking? What audience are like.
Looking for an upwardly mobile woman who verbally assaults a police officer.
Educated. The Don and Mike Show delivers demographics today's modern advertisers are looking for.
That's right. Lawyers who spend 32 hours in jail.
Stoners who spend five nights in jail. Is this the audience you're trying to reach?
Then join the Don and Mike Show and target the people that really count in America.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Well, remind me to stay out of that roundhouse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Joe in Vegas. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. We're doing great.
Hey, fantastic. Hey, is Lisa around?
Yes, what's why?
What's she wearing today?
What is Lisa wearing today? You remember?
No. Clothes?
Mm-hmm. Can you get her to talk some more on the radio?
Nothing special.
She hasn't talked in a while.
You want to talk to her?
Oh, man.
He really wants to talk to her.
Wanted new pictures on the internet, though.
You want her just to count? Like, count from 1 to 10?
He says,
will that do it for you?
If she could just talk about her song.
All right.
Even if she's not wearing
it. We'll see if she'll do it for you.
And she's wearing a thong.
Well, you know, technically, this borders on that sexual harassment thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have to do it if she doesn't want to.
Doesn't have
and
to
she's not going to take it anymore.
Because right. No means no.
That's right. Lisa, are you willing to help this guy out? Lisa has not come into the studio
she's
yet.
She's not running in here yet.
She might be in another part way up to the microphone.
Hi, Lisa.
Say
that.
What?
You can't say that.
Can't say what?
Get you.
Mom?
GYO?
Right.
Really?
Can I say, bust a nut?
I want to get off the bus.
Anyway, God, they delete that out?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, Lisa, let me just say, the sir, as the Rolling Stones would sing, he wants to get his ya-yas out. He wants to get his ya-yas.
And he's been waiting to talk to you, and here we are monopolizing the conversation. So, Lisa, speak to your number one fan.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Are you going to come to Vegas with Don and Mike when you come out sometime?
Please? Well, when are Don and Mike going to Vegas?
Aren't we going there for...
Are we going to Vegas?
Don't we have like that secret, don't we have that secret plan to go there for the
in January
for the porno awards?
Gee,
like it was not
super,
a secret
super
now.
Secret.
Why would it have to be a secret though?
Well, because it's not finalized, and
oh, really?
It has, you know, we've got to plan it.
But we're working on it. Okay. All right, sir. Now here she's talking. Let me ask you something.
Would we be presenters?
Is it pudding time? Is it pudding time yet?
Pudding time.
It's close. I just, she is so sexy.
Well, why don't you speak to her? Why don't you speak directly to her, sir? Go ahead. She's here.
Lisa?
Yes?
Lisa, you are so sexy.
Thank you.
Does your boyfriend treat you good?
I'm sorry?
Does your boyfriend treat you good?
Of course.
Because he should, because you are just...
Well, he does. Thank you.
What color is your thong?
She's checking.
Lisa?
White.
Ooh. Is it all white or is there like a little,
No, it's got some brown in it.
Look,
she's getting all
blonde
too, honey. Mine does.
You know yours is
white. That was Don, you wipe.
That was Mike?
Yours wouldn't be brown too,
yeah,
though.
I'm wearing boxers. But they've been brown before.
And I'm not wearing a thong.
They get all sticky up in there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I am.
Hey, I got a question. Is that look that women wear, like Meadow was wearing on the Sopranos, is that look really taking hold? Is that going to be with us for a while? Jeans riding low with the thong up high? Because let me just...
Suit.
I know it was a bathing suit, but I've seen it with underwear, too. And
yes.
Please. Lady,
she lives here in Vegas.
Embrace that look. Keep that look around because it is just special.
You know who started that?
Who?
My girl Lita from WWE.
Really?
I don't know, but...
Well, man, I tell you, it's a great look.
She's the coolest.
All right, sir, there you go.
I'm planning on wearing it myself.
if you haven't made pudding yet, we have to let you go.
I've recorded this call, Lisa. I'll see you later tonight.
Wow, God.
She's speechless.
Freaking perv.
Nice.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Nice. You're running.
Nice. Yeah, it absolutely is not for a commercial.
And then maybe we can have a little fun with our ladies calling for strip trivia.
Yes, we are. And we got to hit that. I mean, we got to hit that as hard. We got to be like Rob with Carrie. We got to hit it. We got to hit that baby hard. I mean,
happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah. We will clear out the lines right now.
But use right. You be rational. Only hit until they listen.
Oh, Rob.
And remember.
God. Oh, God.
And remember.
Be fair and be just. Only hit as many times as you have to.
Stop it.
Happy birthday, darling.
877-365-3636.
Wow.
That's the phone number. Secret sound.
Oh, God.
Number one. I'm so ready to give this away.
I'll bet.
I'm going to drop the jackpot to $250.
Oh, we usually get a winner when it gets to that ring.
I give out an easy clue here. So be the 100's calling right now, you animals, and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.